Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host, Brian Sternberg. On today's show, we have an interview from before the season with top prospect and former Notre Dame linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. You can support our show by pressing subscribe and leaving us a five-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts can be found. When you subscribe, you will receive daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts from the NFL Draft Bible. To start, Jeremiah, thinking about this offseason, we know it's unique dealing with the coronavirus. How have you been able to stay close to the game of football, even with the circumstances we are currently under?
Well, I'm actually blessed to be on such a great team. A lot of coaches continuously, our weightlifting coach particularly, continuously reaches out to us to make sure we have the right resources to keep our body in shape. Coaches continuously meet with us to make sure our mentals are correct on the level that they needed at going into the season. And I also have a lot of close friends who also are in college that I also work out with a lot. So just to make sure my physical is right along with my mental, I've just been using up the resources that have been available to me.
And Jeremiah, last season, 80 tackles, started all 13 games. We know that you'll be starting most likely every single game next season, but number-wise, do you have any goals you would like to reach?
I would like to just get better. Whatever my stats were last year, I would like to elevate that to another level. So wherever I was at last year, I think you said 80 tackles, so-and-so, this and that. I'll probably take a look more at that, and I'll try to reach those numbers, but I'll also try to exceed them as well.
Well, we talked specifically about your end of the season. I think as a whole, Notre Dame, you guys, the Camping World Bowl, go out there 33-9 against Iowa State, in which you had four tackles for a loss, three sacks. How are you using that game as momentum going into next season?
Well, that game is kind of behind us. I really think that I had a great performance because of the preparation. For that game, we had more time to focus on Iowa State, and we looked at a lot of film, and we looked at a lot of tendencies that they had. I think the preparation always is something that's key to continue to elevate your game each and every game. I just take that as a stepping stone to where I want to be as far as dominating the game each and every time I go out to play.
Jeremiah, sophomore season, only played in two games. Then junior season, we saw the big jump in time on the field, 13 games, like I just said. What did you work on that offseason to help you improve your game?
I was really focusing on my strengths. I know a lot of people say, like, hey, focus on your weaknesses, try to get a level game and things like that. But I was really focusing on my strengths. Like, I know that I'm an explosive person, so I want to even be more explosive. I know that I'm a good tackler when it comes to space, and I wanted to make sure that I continue to grow those aspects of my game. I know that I'm a good ball player in terms of finding the ball and pursuing the ball. So just things like that, whether it's running up hills, pushing cars up hills, whether that's working out with the teammates on Saturday nights, getting some extra work, getting some extra footwork, some blocking pursuit drills to help you just be able to peak in all of our strengths. So.
Talking about team camaraderie and working out together, practicing communication skills, how would you describe the team culture at Notre Dame, and how has that led to you guys being so successful as a program?
Especially this past year, I don't think there was another season that I've been here that the team was so close. I mean, I think most of these team activities that we do, when we're not practicing, whether it's going to the movies, bowling. I think one time we went paintball shooting. We just always find a way to be with each other, whether that's going out or just find a way to be able to communicate on the floor. I think the team chemistry really elevates when you take the time out to always check up on a brother or even spend more time with them, whether that's through you guys studying together, doing homework together, whether that's through you guys just hanging out on the off times. I think those times where you have free time and you don't have anything else to do, man. I think that those moments are key to the on field. Well, I think those moments are key to translating to the field as far as communication.
And Jeremiah, obviously Notre Dame is every single season a contender for the national championship. What do you feel that this Notre Dame football team has to do next season to make it to the playoffs and then go eventually to the national championship and win the national championship?
Well, first and foremost, just take it a day at a time. And even in the sense, an hour at a time. Like, each individual player has to make sure that they're doing the right thing, making the right choices. And a big thing that Coach Lee always focuses on is just being mindful of the moment, being able to grasp every second of the day, not taking no time for granted. And for now, we are taking it at a day at a time. But when the season comes near, we want to take it a game at a time. So, like you say, preparation is key. And with poor preparation, you get poor results. So right now, we're just trying to take it a day at a time. And I think that will ultimately lead to the goal, the end goal that we're pushing for, which is the national championship.
Jeremiah, you've emphasized the idea of preparation. How have the way you prepared going into games changed over the course of your career, whether it be the way you practice, study habits, things of that nature?
Well, you try to look at the science behind it because I know people say like 20% of the game is actually physical and 80% is mental. And you want to really want to make sure you key in on just the science behind the game as far as staying away from meat or whether it's eating particular things, particular greens that will give you energy. Even in a sense where you're not always on your feet, not always driving, you know, certain things like that going into the game really gives me a boost. And even music, in a sense, is really key for me because I always, even not even just on game day, but all throughout the week, I try to listen to a certain type of music, a certain genre of music, to get my mind right for what I know is coming up on Saturday to perform at my best. So I feel like the science behind the game is key when it comes to like preparation.
Jeremiah, being that you play for Notre Dame, huge football school, get a lot of attention week in and week out. When you're playing on the national stage, when you're being televised, do you feel any pressure?
No, never any pressure. I come from a place, Hampton, Virginia, where it's consecutive pressure each and every Friday. Not pressure, but I would say competition. So, like when that assumed pressure seems to come, you take it as an advantage for you because you know where you came from and you know that competition is what you strive for. And if it's not competition, then it low-key levels your game down because you always want to be competition. And even in a sense where you're playing a team that's not particularly as good, you want to just frame your mind to say like, okay, like I respect every opponent and I want to go out and like dominate. Like it's always the mindset of domination, and especially in the big games when you want to make your name known and you want to make people know who your team is and who you are. I think those are the games where the energy increases and people are trying to take advantage of these things.
Jeremiah, from Virginia, top tier high school football player, what was that recruiting process like for you and what ultimately led you to Notre Dame?
Well, the recruiting process for me was wasn't too hectic. A player just coming from Virginia, like you said, there's a lot of players being recruited all around you, and you're kind of seeing the process, how it goes on, and you're kind of getting advice and stuff. It was a lot of visits to certain places and a lot of messaging, whether it's through DMs or calls on the phone and messages on your phone. It's just a typical recruiting process, nothing too hectic. But as far as the process of me getting to Notre Dame, it was Coach Lee. He always recruited me from Wake Forest. And Coach Elko, these guys were continuously on me. I took a visit to Wake Forest, and I kind of didn't feel the vibe that I needed to feel. But with Coach Lee and Coach Elko, it was always that realness, that genuineness from them that I didn't feel with the other coaches that were recruiting me. You know, you always get these pitches from all these colleges, and we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And we'll make you this promise. But for Coach Lee, it wasn't really promises. It was just mainly like, I want to see you grow and I want to be hard on you. He wasn't telling me in these pictures, he's just being as genuine as possible, being most authentic. So I think it's the authenticity of Coach Lee. And even the program, when I started to visit there, it was just a sense of unity, a sense of family within that coaching staff. But as time goes on, man, I really appreciate the decision that I made. And Coach Lee definitely did have a huge part in that.
Jeremiah, when you're playing, when you make a tackle or a sack, when the crowd gets behind you, what is that feeling like for you?
Well, as a player, man, I try not to get too much into the crowd, but you honestly can't help it, man. It's the best feeling. Like, coming from high school where, you know, the stands are kind of packed. You might have like 1,000 at the most game, like a rival game maybe, to coming from like 90-something thousand in Georgia or per se in Notre Dame Stadium, you have about 80,000. And when you make a big play, man, it's really like you want to give the glory to somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, you go through all this hard work, and then once you finally accomplish something, you want to celebrate with your teammates, you know what I mean? You want to celebrate with your coaches. Whether you want to give the glory and point to the sky or, you know what I mean, somebody, you always have a why, but your why is not yourself. Somebody like outside, external. So, you know what I mean? Which is internal too, but yeah, you always want to give the glory to somebody else. It's a sensation feeling. And definitely each and every time you make a big play, it becomes a monumental moment, you know what I mean, in your experience as a football player.
Notre Dame, Jeremiah, one of the most historic universities, particularly when we talk about the football side of things. You think of the movie Rudy, a ton of national championships. But for you, what was that game day experience like? And what's it like in general playing at Notre Dame Stadium?
Oh, yeah. Every single game is crazy, man. Like, from the process where we go into the chapels to have mass. I'm not a Catholic myself, but just a feeling of unity in that sense. You have the pep rallies that's always crazy, whether it's on Eddy Street or whether it's beside one of the dorms or is it on God Quad. You have all these historic things that we do before the game and these historic traditions. You feel like you are part of something bigger than yourself. And that honestly pushes you harder because when you're doing something and it's not just for you, you can seriously want to do better. So these things and this historic background at Notre Dame want to elevate your game. And you honestly just want to go out and play for your fans, play for your brothers, play for your coaches and your family. And every single, you know, one in the crowd, even that little kid that's screaming your name, these things have a big impact on every single player out there on Notre Dame.
Jeremiah, when we look at the future of this Notre Dame team, a lot of potential, a lot of talent. If you had to choose one underclassman who hasn't gotten the media attention yet, but has stood out to you as someone who should be on draft radars pretty soon, who would you choose and why?
I would say Tariq Bracey. He hasn't really gotten attention like that. He's a corner that really stuck out to me all throughout certain games. I would say Georgia in particular, a lot of big plays that he made. There's a lot of plays that he makes throughout the season that really doesn't go noticed. And he doesn't get that attention, but I feel like Tariq Bracey, the corner, I feel like he can really pop out this year when he keys into particularly the game plan and his role as being a playmaker.
Jeremiah, talking about your versatility and ability to play all over the field on defense, for those who don't know, what type of role did you play on this Notre Dame team this past season?
This season, my role would change almost every game. With Clark Lee as a wonderful defensive coordinator, everyone's role changes every game. It's kind of like just embracing whatever the coaches give you. But as a whole, I think as a overall, I would say that my role was just to be a playmaker, to go out and play. As I learn more about the game, my role is definitely going to change, being able to become a captain, being able to become a leader. In my own way, being able to be a vocal example for others. I know a lot of people on the team look up to me as far as just being the hype man, being the guy that never loses energy, will always get somebody up, will always keep it real with somebody. A lot of people come to me for advice or to just make sure that all the coaches are being correct with the time management as far as the team. And I think that would definitely elevate my role on the field and off the field. So,
Jeremiah, was there a game last season, probably early on in the season, where you performed well and did it give you a boost of confidence for the rest of the season?
I would say Georgia, a game that was a lot of fans, a game that was a lot of pressure on us. But for me, like, I had my confidence going into the game. All praises to the Most High. But as I was going on the field, man, I just felt the energy, and I just kind of reverted back and compartmentalized all those times where I had the emotion in me, all those times where, like, I spent with my mother just on the field. I spent just individually on the field in high school, and all these times and these dreams that I wished for. And you kind of just go, always revert back to your why, man. And I think that game really elevated me, because after that, I started to get some attention. Not that attention elevates me, but it was just something that I hadn't experienced before. So I think if we were to call out a particular game, I think Georgia would definitely be one.
Jeremiah, every player goes through adversity throughout their collegiate career. How has that shaped you as a football player to be a better person on the field as well as off?
Man, my first year I redshirted, I came in with my confidence high, because in high school I was kind of that guy. And I thought that I would just come in and play it right away. And I came in really competitive, and I got hurt the first workout, and things just started to happen. Kind of wasn't living right, and, you know what I mean, stuff like that. My second year, I came in and got injured. The second game, I broke my foot, and I was out for the season. And just things like that, man, that year that I broke my foot, I couldn't travel with the team. That adversity kind of pushes you to be more, you know what I mean? And it's that quote that everybody talks about, saying, like, oh, it's more than the game. And you truly realize in those moments that it truly is more than the game. Of course, football is your platform. But during those moments where you're not able to play football, you're able to still be a representative off the field, being able to communicate more with the community, being able to do more service around, being able to meet with your professors more, being able to know your professors, being able to know your classmates that aren't football players. And just being able to key on to everything that's not dealing with football, but also still using your platform, man. And it's a blessing to be on the football team, and a blessing to have the platform at Notre Dame.
Jeremiah, obviously, end goal we know is football, NFL. But do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
When my football career is over, man, I'm actually really into film and photography, production and editing and stuff like that, man. But ultimately, I'm going to let the Lord guide me, man. I have a lot of passions for music and for most of the creative things in life. But ultimately, I'll let the Lord guide me in whatever I'm going in, or whatever path I'm going in. The trust would be in Him.
And for the next level, such an important aspect of things is character. What would you want scouts or GMs, coaches, players to know about who they're getting in yourself in the locker room and off the field?
Just a man that would be true to his word, a man that lives by faith, a man that knows when to turn it off, turn it on, a man that knows the place and the time for everything. But ultimately, I would like them to know that a man that is versatile, that is relatable, that would do anything that's asked of him when it comes down to it. I feel that mostly the person that everybody else perceives of me, I don't want to speak too much on myself. I would love for them to ask someone else who I am, because I don't think it's about who I think that I am. I think it's about what other people perceive of you. So in that sense, when they ask around, that's who the person that they're going to get. They don't have the opportunity to meet me. They don't have the opportunity to get my say. So whoever I portray out to the people, hopefully it is a good person. that's ultimately who they would get.
Jeremiah, hypothetical question. If you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Good question. Probably say Ray Lewis, honestly. Just because of the way he played when he was in the NFL, just because of his personality off the field, man. Just that tenacity and that grit to keep persevering through troubles. Just that the attitude he always kept. Certain things like that, man, being able to overcome situations and being able to live in the moment. So, yeah, probably it was.
And Jeremiah, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Just be true to yourself. Be true to your word, man. Because trust is a big thing, especially in college, man. Faith is a big thing as well, man. Just trust in your faith. Whatever you believe in, man, always be honest to yourself. Never go back on your word, man. That's a huge thing that came for me because I was committed to Virginia, and I decommitted, and that was my word. I told him I was coming. Kind of something that always sticks with me and kind of broke me down for a little bit. And ultimately, I feel like it was the right decision. But that's just always something that sticks with me. So I would just say stick to your word and be true or be sure. And seek counsel. Seek counsel and seek wisdom, man.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Inside the NFL Prospects presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and have not already, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review.